Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, Lesson 37, Thou Hast Done Wonderful Things, Isaiah, Chapters 22, 24 through 26, and 28 through 30. Purpose: to help class members come unto Christ through recognizing some of the wonderful things He has done. Preparation: prayerfully study the following scriptures. A. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22. The Savior opens the door to Heavenly Father's presence. B. Isaiah chapter 24, verses 21 through 22. The Savior shows mercy for those in spirit prison. C. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. The Savior is a strength and a refuge. D. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. The Savior will prepare a feast and destroy the veil. E. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. The Savior wipes away our tears. F. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19. The Savior will bring the resurrection. G. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. The Savior is our sure foundation. H. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 4 and 9 through 14, 18 and 24. The Savior will restore the gospel to the earth. I. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 21. The Savior knows our trials and directs our paths. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. You may want to use the following activity, or one of your own, to begin the lesson. Tell class members about a family member or friend who has done a wonderful thing for you. Invite class members to talk about people who have done wonderful things for them. Ask them to briefly describe their feelings toward those people. Explain that this lesson will emphasize some of the wonderful things the Savior has done. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. Explain that the prophet Isaiah did much of his teaching in symbolic language. This language does not teach directly, so we must examine and ponder Isaiah's words to discover the truths they teach. Some of Isaiah's most beautiful and profound symbolic language is about the Savior, who is the focus of this lesson. You may want to write on the chalkboard, "His name shall be called Wonderful," Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. As you discuss the following prophecies about the Savior, summarize each of them on the chalkboard. 1. The Savior opens the door to Heavenly Father's presence. Discuss Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22, says that the Messiah has the key of the house of David. This is a symbolic way of saying the Savior has the power to admit or exclude any person from Heavenly Father's presence. See also Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Also 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 41. What did the Savior do to open this door for us? What must we do to be able to enter? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 45. 2. The Savior shows mercy for those in spirit prison. Discuss Isaiah chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. What prison is referred to in Isaiah chapter 24, verses 21 and 22? Spirit prison. The place where the spirits of some deceased mortals go while awaiting the resurrection. Why are the spirits of some deceased mortals in spirit prison? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 32. Some of them did not receive the gospel on earth, and others were not valiant in their testimonies. What did the Savior do for the spirits in prison? See Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 through 7, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 29 through 37. He organized righteous spirits to teach them the gospel. How did this demonstrate the Savior's love and mercy? See Isaiah chapter 49, verses 9 and 10. 3. The Savior is a strength and a refuge. Discuss Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah wrote of the Savior strengthening us during the storms, tempests, deserts, and heat of our lives. What do the following images teach about how the Savior helps us when we face such challenges? A. He is a refuge from the storm. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 4. B. He is a shadow from the heat. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 4. C. He is a hiding place from the wind. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. D. He is a covert or cover from the tempest. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. E. He is rivers of water in a dry place. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. F. He is the shadow of a great rock in a weary or thirsty land. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. 4. The Savior will prepare a feast and destroy the veil. Discuss Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. One interpretation of Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 and 7, is that the mountain is a symbol for the temple. See also Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 8 and 9. What is the feast mentioned in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6? A feast of the words and teachings of Christ. How can temple attendance be like a feast? A veil is a thin covering. Symbolically, it often represents the unbelief that prevents people from truly coming to Christ. Moses chapter 7, verse 26. How will the veil that is over the earth be destroyed? See Isaiah chapter 25, verses 7 through 9. 5. The Savior wipes away our tears. Discuss Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. What do you do when someone you love is crying? How does the Savior wipe away our tears? Suggest that class members picture a parent wiping tears away from a child's face. There is a sense of intimacy in this act. It is a tender gesture that is shared only by people who love and trust each other deeply. What are the conditions mentioned in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, that cause tears? How will the Savior wipe away the tears that are caused by these conditions? 6. The Savior will bring the resurrection. Discuss Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19. Isaiah prophesied that when the Messiah would come, he would die and be resurrected. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. Who else will be resurrected? See Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22, and Alma chapter 11, verses 43 and 44. All the children of God who have lived on the earth will be resurrected. What does Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19 suggest about how we will feel when we are resurrected? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 12 through 16, and verse 50. The prophet Joseph Smith said, When the voice calls for the dead to arise, what would be the first joy of my heart? To meet my father, my mother, my brother, my sister. And when they are by my side, I embrace them, and they me. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, pages 295 through 296. 7. The Savior is our sure foundation. Discuss Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. What does Isaiah tell us about the Savior by referring to him as a tried stone? See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17. How is Jesus Christ our sure foundation? See Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. What can we do to build on this foundation? What does the Lord promise if we build on this foundation? See Doctrine and Covenants section 50, verse 44. 8. The Savior will restore the gospel to the earth. Discuss Isaiah chapter 29, verses 4, 9 through 14, 18, and 24. What did Isaiah foresee about the latter-day restoration of the gospel? See Isaiah chapter 29, verses 4 and 9 through 14. He foresaw that it would come at a time of spiritual darkness. He also foresaw the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. Compare the following verses in Isaiah chapter 29 with corresponding passages in the Book of Mormon, Pearl of Great Price, and Doctrine and Covenants to see how some of Isaiah's prophecies have been fulfilled. A. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 4. Moroni chapter 10, verse 27. B. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 9 through 10 and 13. Joseph Smith, History, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. C. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 11 and 12. Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 63 through 65. D. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 1, and section 6, verse 1. Isaiah told of people drawing near to the Lord with their mouths, while their hearts are far from Him. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. How can we make sure that we are close to the Lord in our thoughts and actions, as well as in our words? Isaiah said that the Book of Mormon would help the spiritually deaf and blind to hear and see. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 18 and 24. How has this prophecy been fulfilled? How has the Book of Mormon helped you see and hear better spiritually? 9. The Savior knows our trials and directs our paths. Discuss Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 21. What does Isaiah chapter 30, verses 19 through 21 teach about adversity? What do these verses teach about what the Savior will do for us when adversity comes? See also Alma chapter 37, verse 37. Conclusion. Bear your testimony of the Savior, expressing gratitude for the wonderful things He has done for us. Invite class members to review the list on the chalkboard and express how they feel when they think about these things. Discuss what we can do in return. See Isaiah chapter 35, verses 3 through 4 for some suggestions. You may also want to have class members sing, "I Stand All Amazed," Hymns number 193. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Objects that represent some of Isaiah's images. Display various objects or pictures that represent some of Isaiah's images, such as a key, a stone, or a picture of shade in the desert, as you discuss these images. 2. Music from Handel's Messiah. Play a recording of For Unto Us a Child is Born, the musical rendition of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, from George Friedrich Handel's Messiah. 3. The Touch of the Master's Hand. If Family Home Evening Video Supplement 2, item number 53277, is available, you may want to show The Touch of the Master's Hand, an 18-minute segment, as part of the lesson. End of Lesson 37. Thou Hast Done Wonderful Things. From Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.